All right, let's dive in. In this lesson, we're taking a vocal sample and turning it into something much more useful for jungle and old school drum and bass. Not a big pop lead, not a front and center singer part, but a gritty, rhythmic texture that adds pressure, movement, and low-end weight without stepping on the kick or sub. The mindset here is important. Don't think, how do I make this vocal sound beautiful? Think, what job should this vocal do in the mix? In this style, a vocal usually works best as a mid-range attacker, a low-mid-mass layer, or a high-ghost atmosphere. If you try to force one sample to do all three, it usually turns into muddy soup. So we're going to split the responsibilities, process with intention, and make the vocal behave like part of the drum and bass machinery. Start by choosing the right source. For jungle and old-school DNB, short-spoken phrases are gold. Shouts, calls, gritty one-liners, ragga-style samples, or any vocal with attitude and strong transients will usually work better than a clean, long, polished pop vocal. You want something with personality that can survive heavy processing. If the sample already has some grime, even better. Sometimes the best source is the one that sounds a bit rough before you touch it. Once you've got the vocal, drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and sort out the warp mode. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually a safe place to start. If you want that classic chopped rhythm feel, try Beats. If you want a more old-school cassette-like shift, Repitch can be brilliant. And if you want a smeared, grainy ambience, Texture Mode is worth exploring. The key here is to listen for movement and artifact. In this genre, a little instability can be a feature, not a problem. If you want that authentic sampled from nowhere vibe, here is a very strong move. Warp the vocal with Repitch, bounce or resample it, then warp the bounced file again with a different mode. That double pass approach can create the kind of slightly unstable character you hear in older jungle records and early drum and bass. It feels less polished and more like something that has lived through a sampler. Now let's talk pitch, because pitch is where this becomes a texture instead of just a vocal. For darker weight, try pitching one version down by 5 to 12 semitones. If you go all the way down an octave, you can get a serious monster effect, but be careful. That can also drag the vocal into the kick and bass zone. A really good approach is to predate two layers. One layer gets pitched down for weight, then other layer stays original or gets pushed slightly up for clarity and attack. That way you get a low, grimy body and a more readable top edge. This is where the frequency rolls idea really matters. Think of your vocal like a multi-band instrument. The low-mid layer gives you mass. The mid-range layer gives you urgency. The high layer gives you ghostly motion. If you separate those roles early, the mix gets much easier to control. Let's build a chord chain using stock Ableton devices. A strong starting chain would be utility, EQ8, saturator, drum bus or roar, redux or erosion, auto filter, compressor or glue compressor, echo, hybrid reverb or reverb, and then utility again at the end. You don't have to use every device every time, but this gives you a complete toolkit for shaping the vocal from clean source to gritty texture. First, put utility at the front. Use it to control gain and, if needed, narrow the stereo width. For this kind of vocal texture, centered is often better. In a dense jungle mix, wide low-mid content can get messy very quickly. If the vocal is only there for atmosphere, try keeping it mono or fairly narrow. That makes it feel focused and solid. Next, EQ8. This is where you carve space before the character stages. High-pass the vocal somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on the source. If you've pitched it down a lot, you might keep a little body around 120 Hz, but be careful. The kick and sub need room to breathe. If the vocal is getting cloudy, cut some mud in the 200 to 450 Hz range. If you need more intelligibility, a gentle presence boost around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz can help. And if the sample is too clean, roll off some top end above 8 or 10 kHz so it doesn't sound pasted on. Then add saturation. Saturator is perfect for making the vocal feel denser and more audible on smaller systems. Push the drive a few dB, keep soft clip on, and compensate the output so you're enhancing tone, not just volume. The aim is harmonic pressure. You want the vocal to feel bigger, not merely louder. After that, go into heavier character with drum bus or roar. Drum bus can add that chunky, aggressive energy very fast. A little drive, a little crunch, and careful control of the transient can transform a plain vocal into something nasty and useful. Roar is excellent if you want a more modern, sculptable distortion tone. The important thing is not to overcook it. If the vocal gets brittle, don't keep forcing more distortion. Sometimes the smarter move is to back off the drive and use filtering after the fact. Now for old school texture, add redux or erosion. Redux can give you a dusty sampled vibe if you reduce bit depth or downsample subtly. Erosion is great for adding a noisy edge that feels like old hardware. Used lightly, these devices add that ripped from a sampler character without destroying the musical shape. That balance is what makes the texture feel authentic instead of just broken. Then bring in auto filter. This is where the vocal starts acting like an instrument in the arrangement. Try low-pass filtering for dark sections, band-pass for that telephone or radio tension, or high-pass for a ghost layer. Automating the cutoff over 4 or 8 bar phrases can make the vocal breathe with the track. You can even use the filter like a mini-bass line, opening and closing around drum fills and transitions. That movement makes a huge difference in jungle, because the groove is always doing something and the vocal should feel like it belongs in that motion. After the filter, add a bit of compression if the vocal is too spiky. Use light compression, not heavy squash. You're trying to make the layer feel like one solid texture rather than a bunch of random syllables jumping out. A slowish attack can preserve the punch of the consonants while evening out the body. If you've got a really percussive chopped vocal, compression can help glue the slices together. Echo is next, and this is where the vocal starts talking back to the break. In drum and bass, short rhythmic delays are incredibly useful. Try 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/4 sync delay times. Keep the feedback moderate, and high-pass the delay path so the echoes don't mess with your low end. You do not want the delay smearing into the kick and sub-area. Also, automate delay throws on selected words or slices instead of leaving the whole vocal swimming in echo all the time. That creates those nice ghost tails and call-and-response moments without turning the mix into haze. For space, use hybrid reverb or a regular reverb, but keep it dark and controlled. Think tunnel, room, alleyway, warehouse, not giant cinematic cloud. Short to moderate decay, a little pre-delay, and strong low cut on the reverb return will keep things atmospheric without washing out the groove. A good pro move is to put the reverb on a return track and send specific slices or hits into it. That way the dry vocal stays punchy, and the space is something you can play like an instrument. At this point, you've got a textured vocal sound, but the real magic happens when you turn it into a performance element. One of the most useful things you can do in Ableton is slice the vocal to a new MIDI track. Right-click the clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and use either Transients or a Rhythmic Grid depending on the source. Now the vocal becomes playable. You can trigger slices like percussion, put them after snare hits, tuck them between break ghost notes, or use them as call and response with the bass rhythm. This is where arrangement thinking becomes crucial. In jungle and old-school DNB, the vocal should punctuate the groove, not constantly sit on top of it. Put short phrases in the gaps, not over every drum hit. A chopped response after the snare, a little pickup into the fill, a reverse tail into the drop. Those placements make the vocal feel woven into the track instead of pasted on top. Now, if you want the sound to really hit hard, build parallel layers. A clean layer, a dirty mid layer, and a ghost layer is a very solid approach. The clean layer keeps the identity of the phrase. The dirty mid layer gives you aggression and body. The ghost layer, usually pitched down and drenched in delay or reverb, gives you depth and atmosphere. Keep the levels restrained. In this genre, a tiny vocal layer can feel huge if it lands in the right rhythm slot. You can make this even more advanced by splitting the vocal by frequency bands. Duplicate the sample. Process one copy as low band, one is mid band, and one is high band. Keep the low band mono, saturated, and steady. Let the mid band handle most of the rhythmic delays and distortion. Let the high band carry the shimmer, width, or subtle modulation. That turns the vocal into a multiband texture system instead of a single flat effect. A really powerful variation is the vocal bass shadow. Duplicate the vocal, pitch it down more than you think you need, low pass it hard, saturate it until harmonics appear, and tuck it underneath the bass line. It's not your sub, and it's not replacing the bass, but it can make the whole drop feel thicker and more haunted. That's a classic trick, when you want the low end to feel emotionally larger without actually filling the sub with extra notes. Another great move is to isolate consonants. T, K, P, S, CH. Those little transient bits can behave almost like percussion. If you chop those and place them around the break, the vocal becomes part of the drum pattern. That's especially effective at 170 to 175 BPM, where there's enough space between hits for tiny accents to land with impact. Don't forget sidechain. If the vocal is fighting the kick or bass, use a compressor with sidechain from the kick or bass. Keep it subtle unless the vocal is extremely dense. In a lot of cases, volume automation is even cleaner than compression for shaping how the vocal breathes around the groove. The goal is simple. The vocals should support the rhythm, not flatten it. When the chain feels good, resample it. This is one of the most authentic habits you can build in jungle and drum and bass production. Print the processed vocal to a new audio track. Now you can chop the resampled result, reverse parts of it, rewarp it, and treat it like raw sample material. That extra print pass often adds a bit of grit, a bit of movement, and that lovely recorded feel that plugins alone sometimes miss.